lot of fumes, a lot of fright. The groom is nervous, the answer's quite. It's really killing that he's so willing to make movies. Picture a little love nest down where the roses cling. Picture the same sweet love nest. Think what a year can bring. He's washing dishes and baby clothes. He's so ambitious, he even throws. But don't forget, folks, that's what you get, folks, for making
good evening, everyone. Thank you. Welcome. Tonight we are making Whoopi down at the Kingsland Manor in Nutley, New Jersey. Woo-hoo! Welcome, everybody. We have a nice crowd here tonight. It's always good to have people come out. I always feel like my radio show is me playing records for some people, even though there's no one really there. But it's really good to have people here tonight who are actually in the room with me that I can actually talk to. It's weird. That's the weird thing about radio. But welcome. This is our second time here at Kingsland Manor doing another radio show, and glad to be here in my old hometown of Nutley. Woo! So I stopped by Rutt's Hut for a hot dog on the way out. Every time I come near this place, I have to go there. So tonight we have our, we start off with Makin' Whoopi. It was a 1921 record there by... the Louisiana Collegians was the name of the band. And so tonight we are doing music on the two phonographs, or gramophones, more officially. We have the Columbia record from Columbia Disc Machine from 1906, and the Victor Talking Machine from 1906 also. So I have a variety of music to play for you tonight, and... right now, we're going to hear a record from 1906 on the 1906 player. So that's what I kind of like about these machines and doing this, is like we get to exactly recreate the experience someone had 110 years ago, the way they listened to music on this machine. So this is Mr. Vess Osman, who's the king of the ragtime banjo, and a tune called Silver Heels from 1906. Thank you. Okay, so that was a nice little xylophone waltz there, played by Mr. Howard Kopp. That was a Columbia record from 1917. And like I said before that, we heard a 1906 record on the 1906 machine. So we heard, 100-year-old record on the machine. And, you know, I've been thinking a lot about lately the 100-year anniversary. 100 years ago, what was going on in our country, you know, in relation to the music, in relation to culture. A lot of interesting things were happening. 1916, World War I is happening, but we're not yet in it. So we're not going in there till 1917. And while jazz is a known musical form being played around, the record companies wouldn't record it until 1917 because they didn't think it would sell, and they were afraid of it corrupting the kids. That hot jazz music making them dance and go out and stuff, right? We don't want our kids exposed to that stuff. Should just ban it. You've heard that story before, right? So, lots of things. You know, women didn't have the right to vote yet until and prohibitions a couple of years away, 100 years ago. So a lot of very interesting time for the country. So, and as far as music, as I mentioned before, jazz is not hitting with the original Dixieland Jazz Band in 1917. But leading up to it is a lot of interesting stuff. Just before jazz comes out on record, a lot of interesting bands sort of pushing the musical styles. It's incremental as we go from cakewalks and ragtime to jazz and making those steps. So we're going to hear some of those steps just before jazz now. And we're going to start off now with, as I check my playlist, this is going to be Conway's Band, who did a lot of family dance material, but they were feeling the pressure to pep it up a little bit. That's what people wanted. They wanted to pep it up a little bit. So this one is from 1915, and it's called Rag in the Scale. So they're trying, basically a lot of the marching bands are getting peppy, and they're bringing ragtime into it. So this is what they're doing in 1915. Let's hear it. Thank you. That was called Pick a Chicken by the Victor Military Band.
Oh, that's funny.
Which was kind of, you know, it was a lot of these military bands that were house bands that would be playing interpretations of all the latest pop tunes, whether they were a waltz or a popular song or even this jazz music that's coming along, a ragtime. They would be the house band to just sort of put out their interpretation. You know, sort of like we can think about, I mean, some of us are older enough to remember this. Fats Domino would put out Blueberry Hill, and then Pat Boone would put it out, and then everyone else would put it out, and hoping that their version would be the big version. So they were interpreting the songs, and it was very regulated by the record companies about what they would put out. So again, jazz, they weren't putting out yet because they were a little afraid of it. Is it going to sell? And frankly, they were considering it African-American music, and there wasn't a lot of that being put out at the time. So, interestingly, the original Dixieland Jazz Band was a band from New Orleans and who played a lot in New York, was the first one to put down jazz on record, 1917, February, and that's what really broke the floodgates open for jazz music to become what it is today. But before that, they were already kind of making fun of jazz about this new music. One of the first songs about jazz wasn't jazz. It was about jazz and about what it is, sort of like a parody. So we're going to hear now from Arthur Fields from 1917, about a month before the original Dixieland Jazz Band put out their first record. And it's a parody called Everybody Loves a Jazz Band. It's spelled J-A-S-S because that's how they first spelled it when it first came out. So, and then we'll hear the original Dixieland Jazz Band after that. And then some more good jazz. Okay, here we go.
I heard a band the other day, and let me tell you, they can play. It's such a funny meter that your feet are gonna make your body sway. I heard them down in New Orleans. They play a rag called Polkazine. Say you can't get enough of that raggy stuff, although I don't know what it means. Everybody loves a jazz band. Everybody loves a jazz band. They play a classy tune. You will groove. They make you think of Alabama. And when you hear the love and slide home on the ever-loving trombone, you'll get right on your feet and holler out repeat. Oh, the jazz band can be beat. Everybody loves the jazz band. Everybody loves the jazz band. They play a classy tune. You will groove. They make you think of Alabama. And when you hear the love and smile on the ever-loving trombone, you'll get right on your feet and holler out, repeat, for the jazz band can be beat. They got a funny clarinet, and there's a man that plays cornet. In such a funny manner, the piano has to show a lot of pep. In every big town cabaret, they find a place where they can play. And if you will take a chance, you will want to dance right through the night till break of day. Say, Mr. Piano Man, what is all this jazz I hear everybody talk about? Tickle them ivories and show me some. Everybody loves the jazz band. Everybody loves the jazz band. They play a classy tune. You will croon. They make you think of Alabama. And when you hear the love and smile on the ever-loving trombone, you'll get right on your feet and holler out, repeat, oh, the jazz band can be beat. Hot dog, you gotta go. Some jazz. Thank you.
That was Earl Fuller's Rector Novelty Orchestra, a big New York band. And before that, like I said, we heard from the original Dixieland Jazz Band, the one that kicked off the whole jazz sensation across the country. So we are live here tonight on the Antique Phonograph Music Program from the Kingsland Manor in Nutley, New Jersey. Thank you all the folks for coming out. And we should learn a little bit more about the Kingsland Manor. So I want to invite Brian up here to talk a little bit more and tell us about it. Hey, Brian.
Thank you. Thank you for coming out, by the way.
Oh, yeah. Brian and I met like several years ago.
That's right.
At one of these events. I don't even know.
It was in Brooklyn Pharmacy.
Oh, yeah, the pharmacy.
Yep.
Right. And we started talking about this place and Nutley. And I thought, oh, I'd love to come out. So, you know, this is a historic house that every Nutley school kid must know about.
Well, we hope so. And beyond Nutley, I mean, this is a part of, from my understanding, is the first original land grant in New Jersey. Now, it wasn't part of, you know, think about how property was back then. I mean, you're talking about miles and miles away that the first land grant happened, but this is part of it to some historic context. But speaking to what you spoke about before, this music that you're playing, a lot of it, you know, was predates Prohibition, but because we have a speakeasy downstairs, you know, we also feel that this is a big part of that history, and we're grateful for you being here.
Oh, well, thank you. I'm glad to be here. We should mention the speakeasy in the basement. There actually was a speakeasy during Prohibition that was in the basement from 19... When was it? Was it the whole time
of
Prohibition?
Well, I don't think it was the entire time, but it was through a good part of that time, and that's what we're trying to celebrate here is the various histories here at Kingsland Manor. And, you know, the Prohibition history is very important because a lot of people are interested in that, and your music does speak to that. So we'd like to have that part of that history restored, as those of you that are here this evening can see this house is quite well kept.
Absolutely.
But we want to make sure that also is part of our history.
Well, you do a lot of events here through the summer, and when is the house open for people to come visit in general?
It's every third Sunday of the month, mm-hmm. So it's open for free. We ask maybe a little donation if you'd like,
right.
And we do have a number of events throughout the year. One of them would be our speakeasy party, which actually will be on Saturday, June 4th, if I'm not mistaken. Yes, June 4th.
Right. And is there a website that people can find to find events and just find out more?
Yes, I mean, if you go on Google, just type in Kingsland Manor. You know, we have a website, we have our Facebook page, and we ask that you just, you know, take a look at it, learn the history, and come and visit us and check out our events. We have a lot of great things to offer here.
What's great about the town of Nutley and this place is you can kind of walk the whole town through a park and eventually end up here.
It's a great layout.
Nice, really. Walk.
And the fact that Kingsland Manor is part of that park that you just discussed, it's a really special place, and I think a lot of people need to really, you know, embrace this place.
Well, make it a day trip, folks. Come on out to the Kingsland Manor when you get a chance.
Yes, very conveniently located.
Absolutely. Right off Route 3. Thank you, Brian. I mean, the reason I mentioned the school kid thing is because I remember our elementary school coming here. And all the elementary schools still probably come through here, right?
Yes.
Like, it's a prerequisite for the town, I would think. I mean, I have so many, like, and like you say, the music of these machines is sort of wrapped up with the history of this town. And I tie it all together, too, because a lot of my early memories as I was growing up here, my memories of the phonograph came from different things. And one silly one is, you know, I used to come home from school the days when it was just 2, 4, 5, 7, 9, 11. You really had a lot of choices. But I used to love to come home and watch The Little Rascals. That was always on Channel 11 after school. And what I didn't really know at the time was I was learning so many of these songs that I listen to now from this period that they were sort of integrating into the background and into their shows. And the next record we're going to hear is called The Broadway Melody. And it's a song that is from, I believe, 1929. This is a late one for me for playing. It's just on the edge because I really don't go beyond 1930. That's too new for me. So this song, Broadway Melody, I remember in one of the Little Rascals shows, they did it. But who did the songs? Anyone remember which rascal did it? I can't remember which Rascal. And I went looking on YouTube, and they don't a lot of that Little Rascal stuff is not out there. I think it's considered politically incorrect these days. You know, like stymie's politically incorrect to like just be stymie and stuff. Yeah, so, but all those Little Rascals things, they're just not out there. So I was looking to try to find this song, and I couldn't find it. So no one remembers who did Broadway Melody in the Little Rascals, right? No, it was a guy. It was a guy in a top hat. And no, it wasn't one of the big guys. It was one. It might have been like Butch or Woim. It might have been Woim. I don't know. But anyway, here, maybe hearing the song will, that's right, Woim was a tough guy. But he had a soft heart, though, sometimes. All right. Well, maybe someone will remember that. I remember after. Also, we have a playlist page which has comments, so maybe one of the comments people will know. But this is the Broadway Melody sung by Jack Hart with Sam Lannon's orchestra from 1929.
Douglas Fairbanks that the ladies rave about. When he arrives, who makes the wives chase all their husbands out? Who? Barney Googa with his two googly eyes. Barney Googa bet his horse would win the prize. When the horses ran that day, Spark Blood ran the other way. Barney Googa with his two googly eyes. Who's the greatest admiral the whole world ever knew? Who's the man who sunk a navy in a birch canoe? No, it isn't Mr. Dewey that succeeded in this test. Say, who's the gent whose back is bent with medals on his chest? Who? Why, if you fellas don't know, you're just as dumb as the fellow who thinks Rex Beach is a summer resort. It's none other than Barney Googa with his googly eyes. Barney Googa is the luckiest of guys. If he fell into the mud, he'd come up with a diamond stud. Barney Googa with his googly eyes. Who's the greatest batter that this country ever saw? Who's the man who hits a ball 1,000 miles or more? No, it isn't Mr. Sisler, and it isn't Mr. Cobb. Say, he's the youth who made Babe Ruth go out and get a job. Well, the horses are at the post. If Sparkplug wins by a nose, he ought to win by at least 10 yards. They're off. Who's that in front? That's lunch hour, 12-1. Onion is going strong. Go on, Sparkplug. My goodness. Garlic wins by a breath. Sparkplug is so far behind, I think he'll win the next race. See how sad he looks. Who? Barney Googa, with his googly eyes. Barney Googa bet his horse would win the prize. Sparkplug ran as fine as silk till somebody hollered milk. Barney Googa, with his googly eyes.
Barney Googa. That was a cartoon. At first it was in the comics, and then it was actually a cartoon. But does anyone else remember Barney Googa at all? A little bit. What's that? Who's that? Oh, Georgie Price was the singer, who was sort of the competition to Al Jolson. But we all remember Al Jolson. We don't remember Georgie Price. Continuing, as we were talking about this 100-year time period, as I said before, 100 years ago, we're not quite in World War I yet. It's just coming about. And a lot of what I find interesting, a lot of the records are reflecting what was happening at the time. For example, one of the events that led us into World War I was the sinking of the Lusitania, a passenger ship which some say might have had military cargo. It's never been exactly clear. But the sinking of it was one of the things that galvanized the country to say, hey, we have to think about getting in this war because it was sunk by a German submarine. And there was actually a song called The Sinking of the Lusitania, which was out there and reflected that. But again, we didn't enter till 1917. But once we did, records were a big part of it. Songs that we still may know, like Over There, Keep the Home Fires Burning is another one. How are you going to keep them down on the farm after they've seen Paris? And this next one we're going to hear became one of the anthems of the war, a British song written before the war, but became one of the anthems. It's A Long Way to Tipperary. Now, this is the audience participation portion of the night. So you've all got one of those smartphones. So look up the chorus for It's a Long Way to Tipperary, because this is the sing-along part of the show.
Hey, woo!
This is the sing-along part. So go on your phone and look up It's a Long Way to Tipperary. Don't worry about the verses. We just want you to know the chorus. Okay? So while you're looking that up, and I'm sorry you have to use your data on this, but the Wi-Fi is sketchy around here. So here's this version by Billy Murray and the American Quartet, one of the World War I anthems. It's A Long Way to Tipperary.
There you go. Oh, wait, that's not the one. It's this one. There, right, he's all set already.
Up to mighty London came an Irishman one day. As the streets are paved with gold, sure everyone was gay. Singing songs of Piccadilly, Strand and Leicester Square. Till Paddy got excited, then he shouted to them there. It's
It's a long way to Tipperary. It's a long way to go. It's a long way to Tipperary, to the sweetest girl I know. Goodbye, Piccadilly. Farewell, Leicester Square. It's a long, long way to Tipperary, but my heart's right there.
It's a long way to Tipperary.
Write and let me know. If I make mistakes in spelling, Molly dear, said he, remember it's the pen that's bad. Don't lay the blame on me.
It's a long way to Tipperary. It's a long way to go. It's a long way to Tipperary.
Sorry. All right, that was fun.
Woo!
SWAT team with helicopters.
Yes.
Outside right now.
What's that?
SWAT team with helicopters outside right now.
Oh man. Well, you know, they needed something to motivate them to go to that. It was a, you know, the beginning of modern warfare, we'll call it. But machines that were, it was a bad war, and. You know, but these songs were motivating people to go and inciting nationalism and patriotism, and that's the role that the phonograph played for a lot of folks. Okay, well, let's move on to a little more music. You know, this is an early record we're going to hear now from 1907. We were talking about the development of jazz and ragtime. Well, this is more of a cakewalk, this one, which sort of preceded the ragtime music. And again, we're going to hear from, this is Prince's band, who was one of the house bands for Columbia. They also recorded for Victor. But this is one from 1907 called Smoky Mokes. And it's a two-step. And it's got a kind of a syncopated feel to it. It's kind of like ragtime, but the cakewalk is a thing unto itself. Let's hear it.
Thank you.
Now, a lot of you might know that song as Ain't She Sweet, but when Annette Hanshaw sings it, it's Ain't He Sweet. You know, you got to switch the gender up, you know. Things weren't so gender fluid then as they are today. But yeah, great record by her. She was more of a 30s artist, but got her start in the 20s. And that's a late, perfect record. When I say perfect, I'm not saying it's a perfect record. I'm saying the label is called Perfect. That was it, that it was on. So, and they always use this creamy brown shellac for their records. Does everyone know what shellac is actually made of? Bugs. Yeah. So a lot of people don't know. They're like, ew, they're made of bugs. Gross. Like, well, that's the way, you know, the Egyptians did it. It was good enough for them. It's good enough for us. So we're about done with the show. I know. Well, we'll do it again next year or another time. We will do it. I mean, of course, this show will be archived on the WFMU website to be listened to anytime, as is all the shows. I got shows back to 2002 or something. Actually, someone just gave me a cassette recently of one of the first guests I had from like 1998 or 1997. And so I'm going to broadcast that again soon. I got to convert the cassette to digital. I can do that. I ride both ends of the technology, the low end and the high end. But I want to thank everyone for coming out to the Kingsland Manor tonight. Really appreciate it. And always everyone for tuning in each week. Lots of great things always happening here at the Kingsland Manor, so please look them up and make a point to come down and check it out. It's a lovely day in the park here. I'm always interested in doing more remote, so if you have a location that I can possibly come to and do a remote, reach out to me. mac@wfmu.org is the best way to reach me, or you can record your own wax cylinder and send it to me to the radio station. I can listen to that also. I'd actually prefer to get that. And that's going to about do it for us. We're going to wrap it up with a good old one by Billy Murray, I think from about 1921, without looking at the playlist right now. But this is one you'll all know, I think. If you want to sing along, you can. But it's the old Tootsie Goodbye. And that's what we'll be saying. Goodbye. So until next time, this is your host, Mac, of the Antique Phonograph Music Program, saying nighty night, everybody.
I heard a lover sigh.
A lover sigh.
Goodbye.
Say goodbye.
Oh me, oh my.
Oh me, oh my, oh.
7 times he got aboard his train.
Aboard his train.
And 7 times he hurried back to kiss his love again and tell her to see. Goodbye. To see, don't cry.
Oh, please don't cry, little Tootsie.
The choo-choo train that takes,
the train that takes me far
away from you. No word can tell how sad it makes me. Kiss me, Tootsie, and then do it over again.
Kiss me again, sweet mama. Watch for the mail. I promise I'll never fail.
You know if you don't get a letter, then you know I'm in jail. Goodbye to me.
Goodbye to me.
I'm sad.
That's when I'm sad.
As I can be.
As I can be.
Not so with this loving Romeo.
This Romeo.
He seems to take a lot of pleasure saying goodbye to his treasure. To be goodbye. Here's what I'll do. I'll kiss some girl and close my eyes and think that it's you. From you, no words can tell how sad it makes me. Kiss me, to see, and then do it over again.
Sweet mama,
watch for the mail.
I promise I'll never fail.
You know if you don't get a letter, then you know I'm in jail. To see, don't cry.
This is WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope, and 91.1 and online at WFMU.org.
Thank you.